She said it was the Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg. Welcome back for another episode. This is Chris.
This is Greg.
And these are them damn Yankees.
Yeah, damn Yankees.
I'm going to do business right off the bat. The Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg on YouTube. We're on Facebook. Look us up, guys. All of our episodes are on there. We got a bunch of shorts on there. It's out of control. Entertainment. You will bust your gut for sure.
Hell yeah.
At BigTalkCG.podcast on TikTok and Instagram. Putting some of the same stuff up there, some different stuff, but man, that's where it's at, man. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your most hated enemy and become best friends.
There you go. Or you can drive around like we do and crank it in your stereo in your car and let the world, let the nation hear.
That's right.
That's what I do.
Turn the whole nation into the nation.
That's right.
The Big Talk Nation. Damn Yankees. Super group.
American rock super group. Say it correctly.
Yeah, American rock super group. I honestly, this was to be honest, this was a last minute decision to do this band.
Yes.
We were juggling around ideas and Greg said, let's do Damn Yankees. When are we recording? In 2 days. All right, let's go. Let's do it. You know, we were pretty familiar with the band and the album, so.
I thought you brought it up.
Years ago.
Oh, okay.
We brought it up. But man, let's talk about this band. Let's talk about the members in this band. And then we'll get right into the album.
Okay, sounds good.
Tommy Shaw, Jack Blades, Mr. Ted Nugent himself,
yeah.
And Michael Cartellone. Sorry, right. I don't know why I have such a hard time.
I did too,
his,
man.
His name, Cartellone.
Cartellone.
on drums, Nugent on lead guitar, lead and rhythm. Tommy Shaw on some leads and rhythm, and then Jack Blades on bass guitar. Tommy and Mr. Blades share vocals. The Nuge, we'll get in there on backgrounds as well as Michael on background
but
vocals.
But the Nuge does a song.
That's right. He does sing, but
he does sing.
He's great,
but
dude.
He's not like, the forefront.
Yeah.
So let's go into the album because I got some stuff to say.
Go ahead, man. Take it away.
I was gonna say, you know, starting off, and this was the first single, Coming of Age. I thought this was a great first single to introduce all the guys. You still get that banter rhythm from Blades and Shaw singing. Yep. You can hear Ted Nugent wailing on the guitar, just filling it up.
Yeah.
And Michael on the back, he just kept a straight, steady rock beat. I was impressed.
Yes.
So this first took an interest in me. I was like, wow, what's going on?
Yeah, not bad. Right off the bat, that interesting intro. It's very interesting. It's very different, the guitar intro on the song. It's a song about, you know, coming of age. You know, from a boy's point of view, he starts off talking about the sweater so tight.
Yeah.
You know, girls starting to develop. It's that this is tailor-made for the audience that they're aiming at, and that's that prepubescent and post-pubescent teenager that's just noticing each other. And, man, what a great song. Out of the ballpark opener for this album,
yeah,
for this band.
I thought it was great. Good hit and started off great, rocking and rolling, man. I was very happy with it. You know,
and this is their first album, so they came together in 89.
Yes,
they came together in 89, and the album came out in 90. So this was a very quick, you know, turnaround from start to
yeah,
my bad. Let's go back here. Sorry, guys.
I was saying,
oh man, dude, there we go. Song two, there we go. God, dude, technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be the Big Talk Podcast without some technical
difficulty. Exactly.
That's one area we excel.
Yeah. On difficulty.
How can we make this as hard on ourselves as possible? Let's play the wrong music. Got it. let me finish talking about that first.
Okay.
So yeah, they came together in 89, Blade, Shaw, and Ted Nugent. Why do I keep having trouble remembering Ted Nugent's name? I don't know why. Came together and formed the band, and of course recruited Michael. Now everybody knows Tommy Shaw from Styx, and you know, Sticks. You know, they also did the Shaw Blades thing after Damn Yankees. We know Ted Nugent from his solo career.
Correct.
Amboy Dukes. We know Blades from Night Ranger, Rubicon, that kind of stuff. Now, Michael Cardellone, I didn't know, I'd never really heard of him, you know, because those guys overshadow him so much.
Oh, definitely.
Dude, so he's now the, right now the current drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
He did an album with Accept, but I went back and looked. Dude, this guy has been played with everybody.
Yeah.
He's played with everybody. And it is just like...
He's one of those silent guys, musicians that just does it, knows his role and does his job.
I would guarantee you that during this time period, and probably before and after, a little bit after, when people were making a list of who do you want to play on your album, like if you're a solo artist or something like that, I guarantee you this guy was at the top or near the top of everyone's list. Dude, he's great, dude. He is a great drummer.
I don't know if you knew this, but he also was working with Tommy Shaw when he did his solo stuff after Styx, and that's how he came involved with this. He was Tommy Shaw's drummer when doing his solo stuff, and he just kind of brought him along. Hey, dude, you want to jump in on that kind of stuff?
So first track was Coming of Age.
Yeah.
Second track right here, Bad Your Reputation. Did we, what happened here? Did we, can we technical difficulty this again? Must be the goddamn internet, dude.
AT&T?
Rambo's chewing on the cables.
Oh, Rambo's chewing on the cables.
This will go down in history as the best worst episode of all time.
I hope not, man. I'm
Jesus
ready.
Christ.
I were prepared for this.
Hey, as much as people may think that we're like superhuman, we're normal. We're normal people. We make mistakes. Our internet goes out too. Jesus. What else can go wrong? The lights are going to go out. We're going to lose all power.
Oh.
That's what's going to happen next.
So we're gonna
and I'm not even going to knock on wood because now I want it to happen so we can hit the trifecta.
We're going to get... Are we going to have to do this by candlelight then?
Maybe.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
But we're idiots.
Yeah.
Bad Reputation, track two, dude. Great song. Dude.
It is. And then when they kind of break it down like this, it
I love
still
the,
works.
Listen to these harmonies right here.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I mean, we always talk about John and Richie. And,
yes.
And all these guys are right up there at that list with them.
I if I can recall, I think Tommy Shaw and Ted Nugent were more friendly.
Uh-huh.
I think they are the ones that started off, you know, jamming together. You know, Michael came in, and they said they had another bass player, but just some unknown guy. And then, for some reason, they got a hold of Jack Blades, and after Night Ranger kind of started to fizzle,
yeah,
and he kind of came in. And I think that was the missing element for these guys, because now, really, if you look at it, Shaw and Blades, their banter, their singing works so well.
Dude, it's...
So well. Nobody...
It's out of this world. It's in the stratosphere.
Yeah. Then you got Ted, who's, you know, known for being a wild man guitarist. He kind of knew his role and goes, I'm just going to be over here playing my guitar and jumping up and down.
Everybody, this is a super group. These guys know what they're doing. Yes, they all have egos, right? But they all knew their role.
Yeah.
And they played that role perfectly. And you can tell, I'll talk about it a little more, these guys actually like each other.
Yeah.
You can tell these guys actually like each other. They were interviewing Michael recently, not recently, but within the last 10 years or so. And he said, oh, they're still friends. They still talk about getting together. They're still writing music together. They still do some playing together. A reunion is not out of the question. New material, new album is not out of the question. They're always talking about it. You don't hear that a lot from bands that are from this era that have broken up. It's kind of like, I hate him. I hate him. A lot of times that's the way it goes down.
Yes.
But these guys are still been in connection this whole time.
But and remember, all those other guys are still involved in their other projects.
Yep.
Their main band,
yep,
which is Tommy's with Styx, Jack's with Night Ranger.
Yeah.
Ted does his solo stuff. Ted really's kind of taken a step back from music. I really haven't heard anything from him. I don't even know if he's still touring. But he, you know, I think he does more of his lifestyle videos or hunting videos more. But, you know, he still rocks and does, you know, stuff like that. If this was the best band doing it, like, say, I'm going to jump on stage and play something.
Yeah.
Works.
I love it.
Yeah.
Here we go, dude. Track three.
It
Runaway.
It works. You
so
know?
Let's talk about the singles, okay?
Okay.
So Coming of Age, which is track one, was
correct,
the first release in May. Okay, let's hold on. Rewind it. Album released February 22nd. 1990 on Warner Brothers. This is their debut album. It was recorded between 89 and 90 at A&M Studios in Hollywood and Can-Am Studios in Tarzana.
Got it.
It has been certified. Do you already know? Did you research it up?
I'm going to say 2x platinum.
You are correct, 2x. It got second. It took 4 years to get to 2x platinum.
Okay.
Certified 94. It's gold in Canada. And it debuted at 44 on the charts. And it took a long... It was on there for a while. It took a long... It was a slow burn for this album. It peaked at 13.
Yeah.
Peaked at 13. And, dude, it was... I went back and looked at its chart history. I have it up here. I'll talk about it a little bit later, man. It took a long time. So, Coming of Age, released in May 1990. And then, what else have we heard? Runaway, right here, was their fourth release in 1991.
Oh, okay.
I think at the point after... Come Again, which was their third release.
Yeah.
They just kind of threw some stuff out there to kind of buy some time for
Don't
Tread came out, which was their second album. So
I think they did, once they released this album, they were like tour dogs. You know, all of them know how to tour, have the money to tour. So, and they didn't tour as the opening act. They did like the second act or the co-host, you know, co-headliner. They did. So that kept them out there a long time, dude. I think they did... Bad Company was one of their first ones.
Yeah,
and a lot of the times the critics were like, "Whoa, they kind of blew Bad Company out of the water," you know. But when you have these four musicians, you know, they know how to rock.
Right, listen to that guitar solo, dude. He makes it scream. Runaway, great song. Youth and Innocence, you know,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. They're really hitting their demographic with all this kind of stuff. You want to keep going with this one, or you want to move on? I mean,
no, move on to the next one.
Yeah, let's go, dude. We can't listen to every song in its entirety.
No.
Now, this was the one.
This is the mega hit.
Mega hit. And so with this album, last night, I was up late last night, and I watched all their music videos. They have three videos.
I did, too.
And
I knew you were going to do that, so wow, let me do some homework.
Coming of Age, which was their first video, was like one of those live ones that I love, in like a warehouse kind of setting, and it was actually almost
like a rooftop, right? They were like on top of a building.
I don't know if they were on the rooftop. It looked more like a warehouse, but it could have been rooftop, either or. But yeah, it was that live kind of stage situation, and I was watching. I go, wow, they're really all over the like running around. Jack Blades is out of control, dude. So I had to go watch a concert of theirs, and
I did
from '93, Japan.
I did too, Japan.
And I was like, this is fucking amazing. Like, they are so good,
right?
They're so good live, and that video was a great representation of how they are live. I thought, Ted with his beard. So High Enough, released September 22nd, 1990, and this was the mega hit. This was the one, it was all over MTV. This is the one that brought them to their heights, brought the album to number 13. I believe it hit number 3. It was number 3 for 2 weeks on the Billboard. Huge hit.
Definitely.
Huge hit.
Definitely a big hit. Love it. That's great. Have nothing really bad to say about this.
What about the video?
Though.
The video is...
Now, the High Enough video was a guy and a girl robbing a bank.
Yeah,
and I think that they're like...
Robbing a corner, like a little grocery store, a little corner store.
Okay, right, a corner liquor store. And then you see, like, the police coming, and, you know, every once in a while you see the guys in there. And then at the end is when the big shootout happens, is like when Ted breaks out of the front door in his zebra-printed...
trench coat,
and just kind of rocking it and skipping all, you know, dodging all the bullets.
I love that. Yeah, and it's funny because the guy does all the crimes, right? And it's all about we're gonna be together forever kind of a situation.
Yeah.
And then when the cops break down their door, he gets away, she gets arrested, and it looks like at the end of the video they're walking. It looks like they're walking her to execution or something like that, dude. Like Ted is the preacher walking behind her. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here, dude? But yeah, the guitar solo, dude, Ted, he's chewing gum through that whole video, and he's doing it so cocky. The way he's doing it is just like,
but he's chewing gum in the live performance. He's chewing gum and singing,
it's
man.
So good, dude. That is so good, dude. He is just, it's so Ted. It's so Ted.
Here's a little bit of solo. I really was surprised Ted could be in a band and him not the main focus. Right? Now, all three guys were the main focus, right? Because they're still up front. But he wasn't singing. And he would just, hey, we just need you to be over there and play the guitar. Play the solos. Do the rips. Yeah. Do the screeches.
And, you know, like we had both talked about earlier, we both saw the concert. He did a couple of his solo songs.
Yeah.
Then when they did a Styx song, Renegade, and they did You Can Still Rock in America from Night Ranger. Did you see that banter that Tommy and Jack had with each other? Like, oh, I'm in Styx, babe. And then he was like, oh, since a Christian. That shit was so funny. That just shows how close they were.
Yes.
Let's fucking around with it. You guys got to go check that live show out, the Damn Yankees Live in Japan, 93. I was entertained, dude. If you guys like this band at all, go check it out. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah,
this is a band I never knew I wanted to see, and now I'm so disappointed I've never seen them.
Right?
If they ever toured, I would go. I would go in a second. All right, let's go to the next track. Damn Yankees, off the Damn Yankees album by Damn Yankees. They got the trifecta going here, dude. I like this song. You know, it's been a while since I've listened to this album. I kind of forgot about this song. And at first I was like, eh. But then the more I listen to it, the more I like it. It's really grown on me. And the live version of it was great, too. I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was good. It still isn't one of my favorites on the albums, but it was still, it got me, I'm like, oh, I was still rocking to it when I was doing my homework. It still had me popping my head and you know.
I really think that Ted steals the show on this one. I think his guitar work in this, just like, it's almost like he's got some swag, like the crunch, you know, in between the verses and stuff like that. Guitar solo is great. I just think it's, yeah. Ted steals the show on this one. There it is. You got Jack and Tommy singing together. I think in this song, actually, they might all four be singing.
Okay.
At least in the live show they were, but I think also on that. They're great.
I meant to tell you, I thought the star was Michael. Because, yes, he's not known, but he still kept that rock beat there. This is definitely a good rock drummer who, in a sense, if you're not really paying attention to him, he kind of looks like Randy Castillo.
A little bit
like Randy Castillo. You know, shirtless, kind of a...
still to this day, the only picture I've ever seen with him with a shirt is the album cover. Besides that, he's not wearing a shirt on.
Sounds like you.
I know. Speaking of the album cover, I think I love the album cover. I imagine it like, hey, guys, let's stand around and look like badasses and stuff. And then Ted did something silly, and like Jack is looking at him, and they happened to just take the picture, and it's like, that's going to be the cover. And you know what I mean? I don't think that they posed for this shot.
Yeah.
I think this was just a shot that happened to be taken, and it ended up being the best one.
That's what
it looks like to me.
They always talked about the guys just like ribbing clowning, on each other or clowning around. So they were always laughing and giggling. And, you know, he said that even though they all lived in different spots, they, you know, when there was time for them to get together, they got together and you know, spent quality time with each other.
Oh, yeah.
They jammed, dude. After Ted Solo, you want to go to the next song? Which we know, you know what? In other words, too, we still have never even touched Ted Nugent, and we've never even brought up Styx.
No.
On our, you know, what should we do next type of banter.
Maybe we'll do those guys soon.
One day. We still have 200 more.
We have years to go. Bro,
we do have years to go.
We're only at episode 100 and something.
105, 106,
7, 8, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we're still a radio station. 104, 105, 106. As soon as we get to that 108, no longer a radio station.
All right.
Little Ted.
But still, he can sing. He can rock. He listens to playing guitars. He doesn't sound like he's trying to outdo the guys or like anything. Like I said, I think he knows his role. And instead of being a leader, took a tiny step back when these guys too.
Yeah, I'm from what we know about Ted, I'm surprised on that also. So maybe we just don't know him as well as we think, or maybe there's a part of him he doesn't show to the general public that allows him to get along with the, with other bandmates as well as he at least he did in this band.
Sure.
Maybe he's just the way he is when he's got a camera.
Sure.
On him and you know in the studio and all that stuff. He's like, yeah,
wants to play. Yeah. I mean, I still think he's the same guy. I don't think he really changes. But I do agree with you, Chris. This was a rocking song, and it does sound like all three of those guys were singing like crazy. And made
all four.
You think Michael sings?
He wears one of those microphones like this.
Okay.
He wears the Tommy Lee move.
Got it.
You ready?
Yes.
We'll skip the. I love this song.
I do too.
Come Again.
Come Again.
Track 6.
Do you know this was the first song they wrote for this album?
I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
I was really surprised on that one, and then I heard it, and I was like, wow, and it worked. And, you know, I could see them going or demoing it and taking it to a producer and have these guys go, oh, shit, blah, 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 blah. Just think of it. Who was the producer on this?
Ron Nevison.
All right. Ron, as far as I was looking a little bit documentaries on him, and he was saying him and Ted butted heads a few little bit on, you know how Ted is with his guitar? Yeah. You know, he was like, Ted, turn down your guitar. And he's like, I don't even have it plugged in. That kind of bullshit. Uh-huh. You know, Ted just like, okay, I'll put it on one, but... You know, he said that he was butting heads on Ted a little bit on the sound of the guitar, where Ted wanted more guitars. This guy goes, no, no, let me bring it down toward it's a plain level with everybody's. You can hear Tommy's bass. You can hear Jack's bass. You can hear Tommy's guitar. You can hear Michael in the background do with a bass drum. And then we can hear your guitar. It's even not the Ted Nugent solo project where we're putting you ahead of everybody else. So I thought that was, you know, I said I could see them doing it, but... For the greater good or the greater band, you know, it sounded great. Yeah. I think this is a great sound for this guys.
Yeah.
And this is his great song, man. It rocks. It's
The build on it.
Yeah.
Nice little slow build, and it rocks, dude. Ron Nevison, if you've never heard of him, he's produced albums for Meatloaf and Zeppelin and Chicago and Heart and Ozzy Osbourne and UFO and Survivor. So he's been around the block. He knows what he's doing, and it shows on this album. If there was anything that needed to be done to make these guys come together, he did it. And, man, this is great. I really like the video for this. It's a black and white video.
Yeah.
It's got that super, super overexposed white behind them. Every once in a while, it changes to black.
Correct.
A couple shots. Tommy Shaw singing on this one. I love it, dude. This might be my favorite song on the album.
Okay. I was kind of going to say that, too. But also... Like you said, if you watch the video, you see Ted, and he's fucking smiling, and he's just wailing on the guitar as Tommy and Jack are running around in circles. You know, you still got
Which is
Ted.
Exactly what they do in a live show. It's like, dude, and I was like, there's no way they do this live. And you go and you watch the concert, and it's amazing to me. One thing I was watching during that live show, and I know we keep talking about it because I think it's important. Jack Blades, the way he plays... He's so energetic, and he's like dancing around playing like a maniac, but he's singing at the same time, and his whole body's moving, and his head is like perfectly still, centered on the mic, and he's all dancing around and shit, and I'm like, dude, he fucking... Jack Blades, you are an... I don't know for this band if you would call him a front man, Night Ranger, I guess you would, because he was the main singer in that band, but man... I never thought of him as a front man, and now I'm saying to myself, he's a great front man. And I was just blown away by his performance. Here's Ted with his solo. Love it.
Yeah, what I mean, this is just ripping.
Yeah.
You're just like, wow. He didn't...
And I always think of Ted as like the classic like rock guitar player, no tricks. But watching the live performance and the videos, he's tapping, he's bending, he's doing dive bomb, he's doing all these things. It's like, I just think of Ted as like... Your straight ahead rock guitar, of course. You know, you got like Stranglehold, which is my favorite song that he did in his solo career.
Mine is Cash Cash Fever.
Which is great. Of course it is.
Wango Tango.
But he brings it, I think, to another level with this band. I think this is some of his best guitar playing is with Damn Yankees.
Wow. I don't know a lot of his other songs from the more popular ones I've seen, but I'm going to agree with you. I thought this was really good on his half.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that was fucking real, Ted.
And Michael's drumming in this song is out of control. It's so good.
I thought he was the star on this because he just kept that energy, kept that beat, with these three megastars who is in front of him. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. I thought it was good.
Held it together.
Yeah. he was that big glue that, you know, that did it. And there's Ted again doing a little bit on the end.
Little outro solo.
Yeah.
Love it. Let's go to the next track.
All right.
Mystified. A little change up here.
But this is a, you know, Ted likes a little twangy stuff like
that,
this.
And that's kind of what I think of more of. When I think of Ted, I think of more of this style. Yeah. This is more of a Ted sounding kind of a thing.
Sounds like Tommy.
Is it? I think it might be Jack. This is like, it's like when you hear a Beatles song, you're not sure. You got to sit there for a second. Okay, who's singing this? Oh, is it George, John, or Paul? Sometimes you got to sit there and go, oh, which one of the guys is singing this? So, yeah, that's I don't know. We're fighting over who's singing the song. Yeah, dude. It's about, you know, falling in love, being mystified.
Yeah.
By a woman.
This sound.
I mean, I know that Tommy, Jack, and the Nuge co-wrote this song, but it sounds like a Ted, heavily Ted influenced kind of a
right. I want to say that too, you know. And this is
this sounds like Ted. This is what I think of when I think of Ted Nugent. This is what I think of
exactly. This kind of stuff. I would agree with you on that part. But at least he knows his role and he can let somebody else sing, and not sing it himself.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, I'll let you guys sing it. Here we go. This is what I was thinking.
I'm going to sit over here and chew gum and melt faces.
I like
Maybe
that.
He's chewing on melted faces. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Something. God. He makes gum chewing he takes it to a whole nother level. He's like smiling the whole time, dude. Like he, it's almost like in that music video High Enough, the director said, quit chewing your fucking gum. And Ted said, okay, and just chewed it louder and harder and smiled more when he was doing it. He busts down that door, and he's just chewing that gum like a mofo, dude.
But isn't that the case when you're cocky? They're like, hey, stop, wipe that smile off your face, boy. Yeah. And you're like, oh, really, motherfucker? I'm going to smile bigger.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like Ted.
Stop looking at the camera. No.
This, as much as what we said about this song, it's okay. It's okay. It's not. It's not filler, but it's okay for me. It's okay. What about you?
Same film. I don't know.
Okay.
I it's cool, but
all right. Let's go to the next track.
I wouldn't say, hey, dude, you got to hear Mystified. That's
no, I would. No. I would say you need to hear Waking the Sleeping Giant by Twisted Sister, though.
Oh yeah, that's one of the. Yeah, you got me on that one, dude.
I like this. I really like this one.
I like this one too. I think, you know, straight up what these guys are.
This is straight rock.
This is straight
song.
American rock and roll. Yep. This is, we're going to do this. When we come to your town, we're going to bring Rock City.
Yep.
And that's what they kind of got. So you're getting this. You're getting the best of Ted. You're getting the best of Jack. You're getting the best of Tommy. Michael's coming in still. That whole backbeat. I like it, man.
I really do like it. Watching them play it live, it looked like they were having a lot of fun. This is to me, I've never seen them live, but this has to be one of those fan favorite live in concert songs. The chorus is sing-along.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And it just rocks. Rock City.
Yeah.
You know, well, Rock City, here we come or whatever, shit like that. It's just a sing-along. This is a tailor-made live arena rock, which all three of these guys come from the arena rock era, and that's what they do. You're rocking, dude. If you're watching this show, you're yes. Fist pumping.
Rock City, USA, baby. Here we go. And you know what? I bet you they played. You can still. You can still rock in America after this. Get everybody still pumped.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good stuff, right?
They can still keep that American flag in the background.
They did. And they did when they played that Japan show. They did have the American flag in the back, which I thought was kind of cool. Japan.
I like this song, dude. I like I said, it's. Totally rocks, totally fist pumping. Love it.
I'll tell you what, on this album, Rock City is from Deep Cut City. We can just call it Deep Cut Rock City, because this is the unreleased gem of this album. In my opinion, I think it's the best song of all the. It could have been a single. It could have been on MTV.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
There's a lot. I mean, okay, so they did the five releases. They could have released this, but you can't release six singles. Maybe you can, only if you're Def Leppard or Michael Jackson, I think, though.
Michael Jackson.
PYT. All right, let's go to the next track.
Nice.
This is track 9, Tell Me How You Want It.
Same thing, man. It goes into that classic rock feel, man, of these guys of doing stuff, man. This is great.
Yeah, and once again, dude, the harmonies between Jack and Tommy are just,
yeah,
they're just great. They're just great, dude. Just tell me how you want it, you know, talking about, like, you know, a lot of these songs are going to be about women, you
yes.
know. Hey, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be rich. Tell me how you want it, babe. How do you want it? How do you want your life? How do you want it to be in the, you know, that's kind of what this song makes a feel to me, dude. Tell me how you want it. There they go. The harmonies,
dude. The harmonies, man. Yeah.
Love it, dude.
Great American rock and roll. Great, you know, harmonies.
And that's what this is. This is a straight up American rock and roll band and album. That's
yeah.
No tricks, no frills. Just straight ahead, kick you in the teeth, rock and roll. Not metal, not glam, not anything else, just straight ahead.
Yeah.
No bluesy shit. And I don't mean that in a bad way, I'm just saying, no bluesy thing, just rock. This is a straight rock album, and I think it's great. And I'm glad these four guys are able to come together and do this album. It's great, I love it.
I'll tell you this much, you know, they did one more album after this, right? And I don't think it was as popular as this album.
Uh-huh.
And they said they had more magic on this album than they did the next one. You know, they lived together, they toured together, they did the business on through all this. They wrote the second album, they recorded it, they went on tour again, but it didn't have the same feel like putting this together. So I thought that was great.
They toured 18-month world tour, like you had said, with Bad Company, Poison, Jackal, those bands like that. And, sorry, I had a burp. We're drinking. It's My Darkest Sour. It's giving me the burps. From, what brewery is this from?
Black Plague.
Black Plague Brewery.
Yeah.
Delicious, guys. Their songs were in some movies, Gremlins 2. The New Batch, Nothing But Trouble, and The Taking of Beverly Hills.
Nice.
So they got a little payola from that, too.
Wasn't it the record company that knows how to market these guys?
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
It's probably Warner Brothers saying, we're going to put some music in some of our movies.
We need some songs in our movies.
Yep.
Hey, we need a rock song. Hey, what about this? And they do it. This is great. You want to bring me to the last track?
I'm going to bring you the last track right now. Let's go. Hold up.
Oh, yeah. This is intense solo.
Did you hear that? Who was out in the background going, woo, like when he was playing the solo? That just shows. I hear some cowbell. Headphones, guys. You ain't hearing it if you ain't got headphones on.
Yeah, right?
You got to have the headphones on. Okay, let's go. Sorry. Got a little carried away with myself.
You know how we and you always talk about how to close a record, right? Yeah. The last song. I thought this was a fucking great way to end this album. Now you got me on rocking. This is a Ted song. Foot forward, Ted, and the guys just said, "You go, Ted. We'll be right behind you." And I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, it's almost like, okay, Ted, you get one song on the album, and you can do whatever you want. I'm not saying that's what they did, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
And he came through. I said, I'm going to close this motherfucker out with Pile Driver, dude. And this is the way to end it. It's the fastest. It's the heaviest song on the album. It makes you, it leaves a great taste in your mouth.
Correct.
When the needle lifts up at the end of the record and you've got to flip it back over and start it again, you're like, man, I want to listen to that album again. Pile Driver just kicked my ass.
It did. And every time I was doing my homework and this came on, I was like, this is rocking. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just kicking my ass.
Yeah, totally.
And then you're like, okay, that's Ted singing, taking, you know, moving forward. I go, that was just straight rock and roll. I love it, man.
let's talk about just some additional musicians quick.
Oh, okay.
Alan Pasqua was the Harmond organ. The Neverleaf Brothers did some backing vocals. And Jimmy Haskell did the string arrangements and conductors. You know, like on High Enough, it's got the strings and stuff. So,
this is not solo, bro. Oh, my God. Ted, man, coming through. I'm blown away.
Yeah. It's... I love it.
I'm blown away.
I mean, with the exception of Mystified, or probably Tell Me How You Want It, though, besides those two songs, every song on here is great. Not good, great, in my opinion. Let's talk about some stuff quick. Where you can go see the podcast.
All right.
On YouTube, on Facebook.
Yeah.
The Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Get it, Ted.
And there he is, ripping.
Yeah. this is what I think of when I think of Ted, yes. Dude. Sorry to cut you off, Ted. The Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg on YouTube, Facebook, at The Big Talk Podcast. I just fucked up again, dude.
Do it over. You're an instant. You just hit it.
At Big Talk Podcast. God damn it, dude. Oh, we had one. I don't even know what's going on, dude. I don't what happened here, dude?
Ted blew your ears off, man.
Ted blew my ears off. The music, the song. The song started over, dude. Forget it. The Big Talk Podcast. See,
let's do it.
Forget it, dude. You take us out, Greg.
All right. All right, guys. This is Greg from Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg. We're listening to Damn Yankees. First album, self-titled. Woo! Kicked ass, took our names. We're drinking some beers. And everybody, we love American rock and roll. See ya!
Ow! I'm flustered.
Power driving! Power driving, man!
Love it, dude.
Woo!
All right.
Teddy Nugent, Thomas Shaw, Jack Blades, and Michael something.
Cantalone.
Michael Scott.